the commission, I would like to add resolution 2023-2 to the agenda also. Judge Cowan is here with us this evening. Good to have him, and I would like to add his recommendation of a committee to the courthouse renovations.
I move we accept.
Second.
Got a motion to accept, got a second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Got a motion to approve the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda with the added items.
Got a motion to approve the agenda with added items. Do I have a second?
Second.
Got a second.
Maybe Mr. George. Mr. Chairman, the added items, what numbers shall we put those under?
They'll go to the bottom.
The 17 and 18 and journal 19?
Yes. And I hate to hold the judge up. And if the commission wants to move it up, they're free to or whatever.
Well, we've made a motion to add. I make a motion that we add the additional items under okay. Number 6. Make it 6B and 6C.
Okay. Got a motion to add these to 6B and 6C.
Second.
Got a second? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed. All right, which moves us to 6, consent agenda, approved meeting minutes December 1st, 2022, approved notaries. Do we have any notaries?
Yes.
Sorry. Morgan, and I can't even say that, but Ben Karski. So I've done okay. Dana Davenport, Oliver Renee Gallup, Tony Higgins, Kayla Myers, Essie Patterson, Patricia Simpson, Dana W. Smith, Krista Trail, and Kristen Warren.
Make a motion to approve the minutes and the notaries of the consent agenda.
Got a motion to approve consent agenda with both items of minutes and the notaries. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Brings us to 6B. And we'll put approve a resolution 2023-2.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion to approve 2023-2. Got a second. Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Hang on a second. Nathan Lane.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Karen Ashford.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yes.
Eddie Mears.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Tony Burnett.
Yes.
All four.
Motion passes all four. Brings me to Judge Cowan to address the commission here and recommend the committee on the courtroom renovation. Judge, I'll hand it over to you, sir.
Before you go, Mr.
Sanders. Just wherever you want.
Thank you all. If I've been at the end, I was going to do a 30-minute speech, but I'll try to shorten it.
That's the reason we put you first.
On the docket here, but thank you all for allowing me to speak tonight. I've been general sessions judge for over 4 months now, and in my time on the bench, I've learned there's a lot of needs of the courtroom and courthouse, and I know you all know a lot of these already, so I'm not going to go through them. But the way I look at this, it's a twofold process. We're looking at functionality of the courthouse and also safety. And I know we already have a safety committee, and Sheriff Young and I were talking about that before the meeting, but there are a lot of needs that we have, and our court officers have highlighted a lot of these to me. We have great court officers, both past and present. As you all know, they do a great job, but I want to make sure that we're giving them the tools and the facilities to do what it is they need to do to protect the public. So as the only elected judge solely from Cannon County, I feel it's incumbent upon me to highlight these issues and bring them before you all. I think the most transparent way to do that is to form a committee of elected and appointed officials to do that. So I'm asking you all for permission to start, call it courthouse renovation committee, whatever we want to call it there, of myself, who would be the initial chair. And I've spoken to these individuals. They would be willing to be on this committee. Norma Knox is trustee, Dana Devenport, clerk and master, Tina George, circuit court clerk, Jonathan Fagan, county attorney, Darrell Young, sheriff, Brent Brandon as county commissioner to represent you all, and then Mr. Chairman Greg Mitchell as an ad hoc or advisory member. And what I would like to do is meet periodically with this group, brainstorm on ideas, look at possible sources of funding to where I'm not asking you all for any tax increases. I think there may be some available funds in the county budget, but we need to look into that, and then bring recommendations back to you all as the elected body of this county to make decisions on behalf of all of our constituents. But for obvious reasons, I'm not going to go into our security concerns that we have in the courtroom in a public meeting. I'm happy to speak individually with any of you on that topic, but some of the aesthetics and functionality needs are obvious in the courtroom. We have chairs that aren't bolted to the floor. The windows need updating. I had to stop a juvenile hearing in October because emergency services were going by and I couldn't hear the witness. Just little things, that I think we could update that probably wouldn't cost all that much. I have some concerns about folks with disabilities that come in that, maybe in some folks that are of a larger frame that may not be able to sit in the chairs in the gallery, wheelchairs and other mobility vehicles that have trouble getting in the courtroom. And I want to make this a place of justice for everyone and make sure that we're keeping up to date on that. So, again, I'm not asking for any money tonight. I'm not asking for anything like that. I'm just asking for the authority to start this committee that would be initially headed by myself as General Sessions Judge, and that we come back to you all and make recommendations. We're not going to worry out every month. Just come back periodically and consult with you all what it is we need to do. So I'm happy to answer any questions, or I can go into my 30-minute speech if you want.
I move that we create the Courthouse Renovation Committee with the individuals listed by Judge Cowan to be part of that committee.
Second.
Who would say? Second. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I wanted to give them just a little update on that part right there, if I may. For a while now, we've been fighting a leak issue in Lane's office and up here in the jury room. And if you want to go look at it, you're welcome to. It's a mess. And it's been hard to track down. And with Lane's help, with maintenance's help, and people's help, I think we've got to the bottom of it, of where the leak is coming from. It was a two-fold problem. One was gutter outside. The downspout stopped up, running it back under the roof. The next one was just a condensation problem that we've got that we can be taken care of, and we're going to take care of it because it's vital that we do in several different reasons. But that'll help with the courtroom and the courthouse. And I'd like to say that I appreciate Lena for her patience. And I know she's probably going to claw my eyes out, I'm told. But she ain't done it. Thank you, Lena.
Greg, what are the costs that you're looking at for getting that fixed?
Don't know yet. I'm supposed to have a chimney person here Monday and one Wednesday.
Will our insurance cover water damage like
it
that?
It will cover the water damage, and that's exactly what I had on my mind. Mr. Gannon was turning the cosmetics into. They will not cover the plumbing, but they'll cover the water damage, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah, insurance. All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate you, Judge. Thank you, sir. All right, next item on agenda number 7, public comment period concerning agenda items. I'm going to start right over here. You're done out.
You got to be the one to
You go ahead. I'm just keeping.
The audio visual system we've worked on. Appreciate that.
Yes, we're working on audio system and camera where we can record our meetings. And that should come into play in the next month, I hope. So, thank you, Judge. Anybody from that hill here? What about in the middle? Dave. That ends the public comment period. Moves us to item number 8, old business tabled items. I have none. Moves us to number 9. We have to do this every year about this time, and that is to approve the Cannon County Road inventory. Mr. Hancock, is
Wayne,
here?
You viewed all the, everything's on this that you know of that needs to be on it?
Yes, you got 2 new ones.
Okay.
Cannon Way and Cannon Day.
Then the other one. Okay. All right.
I'll make a motion to accept.
I got a motion to approve the Cannon County Road inventory. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a question. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, who's the second?
Chris, go ahead.
Mr. Hancock, we've got about 61 and a half miles of gravel still. Are there any plans or estimates as far as what we could do to get that number down to get it to tar and chip?
No, money.
Money, just need money. That's it.
Yeah, just money. You're looking right at $100,000 a mile.
$100,000 a mile is the estimate.
$100,000 per mile.
Per mile.
Hey, tar and chipping, you can save about 50.
Okay, that's what I need to know. All right, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Anybody? Call roll, please.
Nathan Luna.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
Yes.
Karen Asher.
Yes.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
Yeah.
Eddie Mears.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
Yes.
Randy Gannon.
Yes.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Connie Burnett.
Yes.
Motion carries. Number 10, approve highway department surplus used equipment to be put back into their budget. And Mr. Hancock, like I said, is here tonight. My understanding is, I guess he'll let me speak for him for just a second, but is he would like to sell, I guess, the junk around there and put it into his building. Is that right, Mr.?
Roof needs paper. Outside needs paper.
I move to approve.
Second.
I've got a motion to approve. Got a second by Mr. Mears. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Number 11, recommendation to the state, name the bridge on 53 North J.W. Higgins Memorial Bridge.
Is that the bridge, River Bridge, what we used to call it?
We used to jump off,
congregate every now and then at.
We used to drag race across it.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that.
I make a motion to do that.
Second.
I got a motion to make that recommendation to the state by Commissioner Ashford, second by Commissioner Brandon. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed. All right, number 12 is another bridge. Approved vote to name bridge on Hurricane Creek Road, Bianca Marie and Brittany Lay Toombs Memorial Bridge. That's in the second district also.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion to approve. That's second by Commissioner Burnett. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed. 9. Number 13. Number 13 is approved vote to approve fees for county facilities. That's going to be me. So I'll give you a little background on it. If you'll look over here in your packets at item 13, if you've studied any, and listen, this is totally up to the commission too. If y'all got any recommendations you'd like to add, I'd be great to hear it. Don't mind it at all. This ain't set in stone. This is something that we deal with every day in my office. As more and more people want to come in and rent our facilities, some from out of town, a lot of local, it's fine, a lot of events coming in, and we need some kind of structure to, I guess, charge. Sir?
I have a question. It might be for the county attorney. Can we charge more to out-of-county residents?
I believe we can.
We can.
I'll open that up for if has anybody seen anything you'd like to change?
And I would add, Mr. Lennon, there's a difference between a privilege and a right, doesn't
it? Yeah.
A privilege can be, you can charge more.
The only thing I would add is to change it to $300 a day for event rental for out-of-county residents. $150 a day.
On event rental?
Yeah, and $150 a day for daily rental.
$150 for daily rental. And listen, folks, it's my opinion, and my opinion only, but I have someone who wants to come rent it for 2 weeks. The county, and I'm not sure, I'm pretty sure they ain't from this county, and the county is not in the business to providing people a place of business. That's my opinion. $150 daily rental is what you said, Mr. Lennon?
Yes, sir.
Is that for the out-of-county?
Yes, sir.
So we would keep the $75 day for in-county residents and $150 for out-of-county?
Yes.
And then $200 a day for an event rental in-county, $300 for out-of-county residents?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That will be on the community center also, Mr. Lennon?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
And I move that we approve it with those proposed changes I made.
I'll second that.
I have a question.
No, you don't.
If you're renting out of county $200 a day, then how much is refundable?
Do what now? On your clean?
Yeah.
On your clean and deposit? Which says it stands $200.
Right.
If you clean.
Well, I think that.
We'll check it.
If I may. I think that more towards the cost of cleaning than to cover the cost of cleaning, right?
It is a refundable cleaning deposit. If you don't clean, you don't get it back.
Okay.
Right, this is just for the fairgrounds, the JPM Rodeo Arena, and the horse arena, right?
Horse arena and the community center, which is down there.
Extra charges go down to the community center, too?
Yes, that's what Mr. Lennon is.
Are we going to consider dates when you've got ball games going on at the ball field and you have a major event, somebody's rented that floor going on and you don't have parking? How are we going to deal with that?
I'm sorry, say it again.
My concern is that you have a major event at the horse arena and you have overflow parking, you don't even have enough parking places at the ball fields. Will that be taken into consideration?
We are going to take it into consideration, just like I'll give you for an example, Tony. The FFA puts on the tractor pull. Actually, we need that community center that week not to be rented because of parking.
Right.
Because it's going to be full. Is that what you, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and you've got baseball games in the summer. So, you know, different seasons, I think that needs to be considered depending on what you're renting for.
I agree.
And even out of county, it'll still be $100 refundable cleaning deposit.
On the community center?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
If I may politely suggest the commission, Mr. Chairman, that adequate waivers be signed by all.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. What I meant to add to this is, and it says here, event holders provide proof of insurance listed in Kent County government. What I need to add right there, and I'm sorry for interrupting you, sir, is we're going to ask for $1 million liability policy.
That defines a $1 million umbrella policy with the county added as an additional insured.
As the insured.
Is this, do we need, does this need to be passed tonight?
Well, I don't guess it does.
The reason I'm asking is, what? I mean, it sounds like there's some more things that need to be added. Yeah, I know we can
We do have a waiver.
But I'd like to see one piece of paper written out a lot prettier than my writing.
You want me to come back? You want me to update this and bring it back?
I mean, you got a motion and a second, but that's my suggestion. But you'd have to, that's totally separate because we have to vote on this first, the way it stands right now.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
As the county executive, Mr. Mitchell is in charge of these facilities. He can set those policies. I think Mr. Mitchell, as the executive, has come to this body simply to inform this body of what he's thinking and try to get a recommendation. There need be no formal resolution drafted. I think Mr. Mitchell just needs to hear what the will of this body is so that he can take that into account. And a simple yay or nay vote would be sufficient. As to the individual items. As to those additional items, I would suggest that there be no commercial activity as a part of that waiver, and that only 501c3 organizations are able to derive any charge any money or anything like that.
But what he's saying is he don't have to have our permission. He just needs kind of a recommendation.
He needs a recommendation.
And
but
look,
I want what I'm going to recommend on one piece of paper.
That's fine.
Where I didn't have to
I don't mind doing that talk.
That's the only thing I'm asking. And then I agree with the 501C, but you're going to run into a problem.
Well, to a point, if you've got a fundraiser for
in May,
that's a non-profit.
Right,
we had a problem that one time that somebody said, hey, stay with a nonprofit from a profit. Well, then you don't make profit if it's a nonprofit. And pretty common sense.
You're going to run into a problem with this, I feel, in May, whenever they want to do a fair, because that fair, our fair board is not a 501c. I don't know exactly what it is, don't know where the funds go. You don't get any kind of statement or anything from them.
If the commission will, I'll remind this commission, some were not on the commission at the time. I'll remind the commission that it was the will of this commission when that new fair board was appointed that they become a 501c3 by a certain date.
Would you check,
I sure
Mr.
Will.
Mr. Mitchell,
I sure will.
And see if they have.
And I sure will. And Commissioner Gannon, I have no problem whatsoever taking this, typing it up again, and putting it on one piece of paper, no problem at all. And I'll bring it back next month. Was that all right?
I think that'll protect you.
Let me find
out.
And
that way, I mean, everything's written out. Do you have something that...
That's fine.
What do we need to do procedurally? We've got a motion and a second.
I don't think we have to do anything according to what you have, Brent.
I just want to point out that you've got it written down here. I want everybody to understand that there's no charge for local nonprofits, county school use, or events.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I'll get to that.
Yeah, I don't...
Procedurally, we don't have to do anything.
Correct.
It was a motion, but it doesn't.
It's informal.
You want that to hear your phone?
So I'll bring it back. If it pleases the commission, I don't mind doing it at all.
Okay.
It pleases me.
Bring it back on.
That's for your protection.
That'd be good.
That's
right. I appreciate
it. It pleases me.
Be sure to check on that because I think we have other venues we could pursue.
Does the cleanup deposit apply regardless of who's?
Do what?
Does the cleanup deposit apply to whomever is using the facility?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I said.
Well, so you don't say that.
No, it's not.
Well, I mean, actually, do you want me, is that the kind of verbiage I need to put in it? Is it that the cleaning deposit is applies to everyone?
Or just
it says $100 fundable cleaning deposit for rental.
Or the amount of the cleaning deposit is at the discretion of the county executive, however much they deem necessary.
I believe regardless of whoever's, whether it's a 501c3 or whoever, I believe a cleaning deposit is justified.
It's refundable.
Yeah, exactly.
Clean it up. Right.
Because we're going to pay someone to clean it up
100%.
If they don't.
Exactly. Thank y'all. I just wanted to bring it to you, let everybody help me out with it. And I appreciate your help and your recommendation.
Well, everybody came alive on that one.
That's for real.
Thank you so much, y'all. We just have a lot of people nowadays, even with the courthouse and everything else. It's just it's getting kind of overwhelming. So we'll move on. Thank y'all. I'll bring it back next one. 14, approved employee handbook revision. Go right ahead.
So the Veterans Day edition is a state law that was passed. Even though Veterans Day is already a holiday for us, we just needed to add it to the handbook. The other revisions were really just clarifications of things that were already in the handbook, but due to the recent situation that we've had, we had to add some more clarification in those areas, and that's the reason for the changes. The HR director got with me on this, and we put these in there.
I move to approve the revisions.
Second.
Got a motion to approve the revisions. Got a second. Any discussion?
If these been taken through the HR committee, would that not be a good practice? I know they're pretty.
Well, I didn't see the need to do it just because of what these changes were. I didn't see any point going before them, but
okay.
I mean, yeah. Probably. If we had anything that we were going to completely change, then yeah, we'd go for it.
Anyone else? Any more discussion?
I just didn't want to set a precedent that we don't use these committees. I mean, I know, like I say, you said these are simple changes, but I hate skipping committees.
They weren't actual changes, they were just clarifications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there weren't really any changes.
Okay. All in favor, aye?
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Number 15, approved resolution 2023-1, moving wheel tax revenue to education capital projects fund. Diane, that's you.
So all we're doing is moving the wheel tax money out of education debt service into education capital projects. And that way, we don't have to borrow money to use it. If you leave it right now, and because it's in education debt service, you have to borrow the money to be able to use that money. And of course, right now we're just paying off that loan that we have till 2026. So that's the only thing it's going to be used for. But when that loan's paid off, there'll probably be about $1 million left. So the schools could use that, but if it's in capital projects, they wouldn't have to borrow the money. Y'all would have to still approve the budget. It's not like they can just use it for whatever they want to. It's still, you would have to approve it.
With changing it, like what you just said, just to clarify, that they would still have to come here if it changes the education capital projects.
Yes, you would.
They would still have
you
to come
approve. So right now, in fact, next month I would have to come back with a budget amendment just to move it into that fund because I didn't do that this month. And that all we would be doing is paying off the note. So the loan payment would be the only thing I'd be putting in that budget.
Let me start off and see if we've got. Do I got a motion to approve this?
I approve resolution 2023-1.
Do I have a second? I'm second.
I'm going to second this just to get it into debate.
Okay. Now, let's go to debate.
Well, this $40 privilege tax, I know there's a question on it that as far as going back to 1999, I believe, that when this debt for these additions is paid off, that $40 stops. But now someone is saying, no, it don't, it keeps going. I've asked for a resolution for Mr. Fagan to draw up something so we can put it on a ballot for the people to re-vote on this to get, make it clear.
If I'm not mistaken.
Will the, moving this money change that in any way?
It has nothing to do with that whatsoever.
Okay.
All we're doing is putting it in another
bucket. Just taking it from one bucket, putting it in another bucket.
Right.
Okay.
Green, you've got
something. Well, I would just, 2026 is when that's supposed to be taken from. Right.
If I might,
yes.
What is bringing about the need for changing this?
Well, we just discussed it in the office and thought, you know, we don't see the need to have to borrow money and pay interest if we don't have to. So, just thought, why not? And we used to not have a capital projects fund for the schools, but we do because the added facilities money is going in there. So that's why we thought, well, why don't we just move that money into that fund as well? And that's, you know, all for the schools to use.
What will happen to that that general ledger account that it's in now?
It'll just go away.
Go away.
Mm-hmm.
Does the $40, this might not even be on topic. 2026, the $40 privilege tax expires as a matter of law in 2026.
Unless the schools have
still no debt in place.
Unless they still have debt,
the way, that's
which
the way
they
would.
So it's just perpetual. Okay. That's for me.
But that was sold to everyone in 1999 that once that debt was paid off, that $40 wheel tax would come off.
Now I'm going to rein us back in here on this because we're voting on whether to move the money into another account here. Right.
And we're just moving it from one to another.
One fund to another fund. That's all of it. That's all of it. It will be the exact same, it will just be in a different fund.
Nothing affects what that's used for, period.
It has nothing to do with the $40 coming off. Yeah.
Can't accrue new debt under just because of name change.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Well, if I can be recognized by the chair.
Yes, sir. Ms. Fagan. Chair recognized Ms. Fagan.
As Ms. Hickman stated, the capital project fund was not in, that was not a line item at the time of the passage of the wheel tax at that time. So as it stands now, since it goes into the debt service fund, a debt has to be incurred, as in a loan has to be taken out before we can spend the money. That requires us to pay interest to someone before we can spend the money. Now that this new line item is in place, it's rather simple, and it's altogether legal and statutory for us to simply move it into a different line item that's more appropriate without it going back on the ballot to the voters. This is the capital project fund, which is commensurate with the will of the original voters, the votership that voted this wheel tax into place. So just updating the line item that it goes into.
Anybody else?
Could you answer that? Ron was asking. With it moving to this, can the school board be like, okay, you know, we can just spend this money now. We can acquire new debt. We can.
They could, but there's once the loan's paid off, there's still only, like I said, only going to be about $1 million left. But they can't just spend it without your approval. You would have to approve it. Because the only thing that's going to be budgeted is the loan payment.
Right.
So there's not going to be anything that's budgeted in the year for that. But once the loan's paid off, and you guys want to give them
the loan,
you would have to approve it.
Beyond the loan payoff.
Right.
Anybody else? We'll call roll.
Nathan Luna.
Yes.
Nathan Sanders.
No.
Karen Ashford.
No.
Chris Singleton.
Yes.
Curtis George.
No.
Eddie Mears.
Yes.
Brent Brandon.
No.
Brady Gannon.
No.
Crystal Alexander.
Yes.
Tony Burnett.
Yes.
5-4, 5 against.
5-4, 5 against.
If you guys wanted to wait till maybe closer to the time when the loan's paid off and then move it then.
We got to wait on one more vote first.
I'll say yes.
Okay, I'm just throwing out another
idea.
Did you say yes?
I say yes.
Okay. Never mind that.
You are still up.
Okay, so budget amendment. The first one is for the schools, resolution number 5. Number 5, and that was a grant they received. And we're just adding it to their budget.
I started out with 22-23-7.
What's the resolution number?
It's the BOE 22-23 number 5. Flip and see if it's behind me. It may be with the plan. I can start with the other one.
In the middle of mine. Go back.
Yeah, that's right there.
Right. I got it.
Sorry, I was
trying to...
It's
in the middle of the stat.
Still going. 22, 23, number 5?
Yeah.
It's right before the cash reaction, but it's a good one.
Any questions? Entertain a motion.
Wait, 22,
23, 5?
Number 5.
I thought I had it, but I didn't read.
Be right there.
Right before the cash flow sheets. Just moving money from one line item to another.
Yeah, they're just receiving in that.
Make a motion to approve BOE 22/23 number 5.
Oh. Granny, was your motion?
I've got a motion.
There it is.
To accept BOE 22/23 number 5. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Brandon. All in favor, aye. All opposed.
Okay, now I go back to the front. Number 7, there's several different amendments from the general fund. Do y'all have any questions about those? I sent you all the receipts and all the paperwork to go with all of them.
Motion to approve BA 22/23-7.
Got a motion to approve BA 22/23-7. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
All opposed.
Okay, and the next one is number 8. And these are insurance proceeds that Roy Sullivan got last year when that mobile command trailer burned. And it was $38,000 was the total, $38,185. And he got it last year. He spent $1,650. And I forgot to put the remainder of that in this year's budget. And that's all I'm doing is putting the remainder in this year's budget.
The $36,535?
Yeah.
Move to approve.
Second.
Got a motion to approve. Got a second. Any discussion? All in favor, aye. All opposed.
And the financial reports are behind. There's a summary financial that goes up through the budget, and then there's a cash flow sheet.
What about this number 9?
Greg.
Okay, that's Greg. I'll talk to you about that.
Oh.
Diane's going to turn it over to me.
I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Diane. What we got here is, I'll explain this, in the county buildings budget, we were budgeted $32,800 for a maintenance vehicle. Our maintenance man has used his vehicle from the get-go. We actually budgeted more for a litter truck vehicle, which I'm going to do something different right there if I can. $32,800 on state contract. If anybody has any dealings at all with vehicles, it was a year ago, it's not going to do it now. It's not going to buy a vehicle. I've got a bid from the state contract of the vehicle at $42,797, which is $10,000 difference. The next bid, I got two bids. The next bid I had that was on the state contract from another dealer was $46,150. So the lowest bid I've got is $42,797. And what I'm asking the commission to do is to move $10,000 into that line item that we may buy this truck. They have the truck on the ground and it's ready to buy. And the reason I'm bringing it to you now is if I don't get it now, then I won't be getting one. Somebody will buy it. So I'm writing it before you.
Make motion to approve BA 22/23-9 for an additional $10,000 added to the line item that we've already set for the vehicle so that we can buy a vehicle for our maintenance department.
I second.
I've got a second. Any discussion? I truly appreciate it, and my maintenance man will really appreciate it. But no discussion, but if you would, call roll on that.
Nathan Luna?
Yes.
Nathan Sanders?
Yes.
Aaron Ashford?
Yes.
Chris Singleton?
Yes.
Curtis George?
Yes.
Eddie Mayer?
Yes.
Rick Brandon?
Yes.
Brandy Gannon?
Yes.
Crystal Alexander?
Yes.
Tony Brandt?
Yes.
Thank you, folks. With that being said, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Got a motion to adjourn. Commissioner Ashford, got a second. Commissioner Meade.